With gay marriage a rising political issue this year, a Washington think tank, the American Enterprise Institute, has gone through 30 years of research on American attitudes toward homosexuality and come to the conclusion that the country is more accepting of gays and lesbians than it used to be, and by what looks like a huge margin. Carlin Bowman is a resident fellow at AEI. She joins us from Washington. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And just review your significant findings, could you?
I'm interested in how and when societies change their minds about various issues, and I compiled a study looking at many years of surveys that would be familiar to your listener, polls conducted by Gallup, by Harris, even by NPR, about attitudes toward homosexuality. And I've looked at those areas where people have changed their minds and those areas where opinion has been remarkably stable over time. We found an extraordinary increase in acceptance and tolerance, measured by many different polling questions over time. But we also find that Americans do draw the line at this point about gay marriage.
Tell me about the increased acceptance. Give me some numbers here that people could use to kind of gauge where things stand.
All right. Let me just give you a few. This is a question asked by Gallup for the first time in 1977. In general, do you think that homosexuals should or should not have equal rights in terms of job opportunities? In 1977, 56% gave that response. In February of 2004, 87% gave that response. You've even seen some
And the response is, yes, they should, you're saying.
Yes, they should, absolutely.
Okay. What do you think accounts for the change in attitudes?
Clearly, you see more acceptance among young people, and as young people get older, they tend to carry their attitudes with them. So you've seen some changes, generational changes over time. You've also seen in the data, it's very clear that far more people know someone who is homosexual. That's a very big change over time, or at least they're more willing to tell the pollsters that they do. They know someone who may be a family member, a friend, or they may work with someone who's gay. And I think that the familiarity has breeds acceptance in this particular case. So I think those are two things, generational change and the awareness of more people in the society who are gay, or at least a willingness to talk about it, that's caused the changes in attitudes that we see in these data.
What do you think that means for this political year?
I wish I knew. I've actually listened to several Democratic and Republican pollsters say that they're not sure that they have a clue about what this may mean for the political year, and I'm not sure that I do either.
Well, if I ask that question this way, what does this mean for the issue of gay marriage, which seems to be how this issue is approached this year? What are attitudes about gay marriage?
Well, this is one area where the public attitudes have not changed dramatically over time. For example, again, a Gallup question asked for the first time in 1996, do you think that marriages between homosexuals should or should not be recognized by the law as valid with the same rights as traditional marriages? In 1996, 27% said that they should be recognized as valid. The last time Gallup asked that question in March of 2004, fairly recently, 33% gave that response. So you have not seen a dramatic change on this question of the kind that we've seen on the questions we were discussing earlier.
Ms. Bowman, Washington is a very political town.
That's certainly true.
And American Enterprise Institute, although it's a think tank, it's kind of a political think tank. That is, you have a conservative reputation.
I think that's actually a kind of convenient journalistic shorthand for a reality that's a lot more complicated. But yes, it is certainly true that sometimes AEI is described as right of center and the Brookings Institution is described as left of center. I prefer to say that we're pretty much in the center of the playing field, both think tanks within the 45-yard lines.
All right. But then let me ask you this. If you do a study like this for American Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C., and you come away from it saying, I can't explain, I don't understand the political consequences, they're not clear yet, that must be somewhat frustrating and maybe even bewildering for the people who follow what you do.
Well, I think it shouldn't be bewildering if they understand or try to understand how public opinion is formed in the United States. It's a complex process, and the polls, as I said earlier, are very blunt instruments. They can't always tell us what we need to know. In many areas of public opinion, you see profound continuity over time. In other areas, you watch the public changing its mind, and sometimes you don't know where that process is going to end up, and I think this is one of those issues where we do not know where it's going to end up.
But we can see it's changing.
We can see it's changing in many aspects.
Carlin Bowman, resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.